Yo, what is happening to all of my dance teachers out there? Thank you for tuning in to another Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast. This is episode number 209, and I want to do a breakdown of one of the songs that's on the Hip Hop Drills album, and it's called Pose. But before we get started, I want to give a super shout out to all of my dance teachers out there. If you listen to this podcast for the first time, this is not the MIE podcast. This one is a little different. This one is for my teachers out there. It's like a teacher training. Also, a lot of my dance teachers have been using this for their student assistants, right? Because there's some songs on there where you might not know what move I'm doing or what I mean by the dance. And I want to say this, if any of my teachers or anybody listening out there, if you have any questions about, you like, Mr. Chris, what is this move? Shoot me a DM. My Instagram is at Mr. Chris Hip Hop, and I will send you a video back of what I was talking about with that particular move. All right, so that's it. So let's get into the song called Pose. So first of all, the whole Drills album, I don't know if my teachers, if you're using it yet, but it's a definite resource. And I say, there's a breakdown within the breakdown. Like, there's a breakdown that I have on how to do the song. But then we're going to even break it down further in this podcast where I talk about how to use this for your across the floor drills and your center floor drills, and also in your choreography. Because basically these moves, the reason I called this one the Drills album is because everything in there can be done over and over again just to practice moves, timing. You can use it to build stamina. So however you look at it, you can use this for that. So Pose, so it starts off with the hook. You'll hear me say, shoulder wop to the right side and shoulder wop to the left. Now, the shoulder wop is a throwback to what is the song? Clap With Me. I have a song, you can clap to the right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you can clap to the... So definitely check that out. I think that's on the Hip Hop for Tots project. So, but that one is for my younger dancers, just following instruction, right, left. But there's a part on there where we do the shoulder wop. Shoulder wop is I put my hands on my knees. And then I go, you know, you just kind of rock side to side. So if you rock to the right, your right shoulder goes up and the left. Now, this particular one in the song, it goes right, shoulder wop to the right side, shoulder wop to the left. So the counts that I do is when I go to the right, I go right, left, double on the right, and left, right, double on the left. When I do the double, I do a little ball change with my feet going to the right side and to the left side. So it's like right, left, right, ball change, same time, left, right, ball, da, 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 like that. So when the shoulder hits, then the ball change. So that's the shoulder wop. And then I go through four poses. Now, you can use this time. There's a couple of things you can do. You can have your students just do random poses. You can have them, if you're working on like I like to use it for working on their popping and isolation or tutting skills, something that calls them to stop and use those muscles. And I think on my TikTok channel, I think when I did like a quick video of that, every pose that I did like a popping isolation move. So I like lift my leg up and my arm at the same time, pose and download to the right side, to the left side. So wherever you want to, but you can... Either way, you know, either random poses or use that another time to work on some skills. All right. Then it goes into the verse. So that's the chorus. Read that. Then the verse. Just for the hook. So in that you have you can use that shoulder wop for your across the floor. Right. So you can do four marches. March, two, three, floor and right, left, right, left. Now march, two, three, four and left, right, like that. Just working that shoulder wop. And then the poses, you can same thing. You can do four marches, four gallops, however you want to do it. And then work that pose in. All right. So then the verse. So it goes, we start off with the elbow dance and it says right, left, double on the right. So that one is where your elbow. So say you have your right arm up and then you're bumping your elbow to the right. but your left knee is like kind of moving to the left, or you're kind of like sliding a little bit to the left. So as you, it's like an opposition. So you're like right, left, double on the right, but your feet are moving. So when I say right, that elbow hits, but I'm actually moving to the left, if that makes sense. So I go right. Then when I say left, my left elbow hits, but I'm moving to the right. Then I do a double, boom, 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 right elbow, right foot is leading that slide. I mean, left foot leading that slide to the left. All right. So it's like boom, boom, double. Then it says break that bat. So if you remember, there's a song I have called Breaking the Bat on the Knee, another opposition where you take your hands and you have an imaginary bat and you like break it. Break it, and it's using those, that core to get that crunch in as well. And then, so for that one, you do the left foot first. So you go, or left knee, left, right, double on the left. So right off the bat, it's a quick choreo move where you go from up high to down low, right? So you do an elbow dance, break that bat. Both of those, same thing across the floor. You can use just that section. March four times. And then do the elbow dance, right, left, double on the left, and march. Two, break that bat, and boom, da, 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 da. Now, if you want to build on that, say you have that in your class, you know you're going to use that, you can start off your class, especially for your younger dancers, where you can do the song called the elbow dance, which I have, or the wake-up song that I have on Mr. Chris Hip Hop Moves. And then it goes, take your right elbow and do the elbow dance and wave your hands, right? So you can use that and you know you're building up. You're going to work in this song from the Drills album and then you're going to go across the floor. Then you have two of them. It what it's doing is drilling the dances in their brain and you create through a group of songs consistency, right? So it's like, they're like, oh, the elbow dance, got it. And then break that bat. Same thing. You can use break that bat earlier on in class for your warm up. So after you do your stretch, you can use the song break that bat and then bring it back around again on pose. Bring it back around again on when you go across the floor. All right. Then the next one is called the Reebok and slide. Now, the Reebok is an old school dance. Kind of hard to explain. I think you can look it up. I think if you go to YouTube and put in how to do the Reebok dance, you'll see that. But it's like, you know, if I'm leaning to the right, I kind of rock and my right shoulder goes up and then I rock back left. And then I do like a little slide to the right. Then I do this side, left shoulder up, right, and slide to the left. And when I'm sliding, I'm doing my arms old school, like kind of stirring the pot type vibe when I do the Reebok and slide. And then, now the next part, it goes reverse body roll and shoulder lean. That's a four count. So I'm going to do a wave going from my knees all the way up to my shoulders. One, two, and then I'm going to have my hands like on my hips. And I'm going to do just a lean to the, you know, kind of to the side where my right shoulder goes, right? And I'm leaning to the right. And then push it up to the front, right? And slide real clean. So I'm going, I'm like sliding to the front. Angles. So I'm like going, my first one's gonna be left angle, but my arms, I'm raising the roof, but my first one, I'm gonna cross them and then open them, and then I'm gonna slide to the right angle and I'm gonna go cross them and open them with my arms. So now you got roll it up and lean twice, slide, push out, push and like that. I don't know if that makes any sense. Actually, my dance teachers, you know, when I say they're like, yes, we understand dance language. We got you. We got you, Mr. Chris. And then it says roll it back. So I just went forward. Now I'm going to roll it back. And you can use angles on that. So I would roll back and then you reverse roll your arms while you slide back, roll it back. And then I do a dance called the mop. Now, you can definitely look that up on YouTube. It's kind of like you're holding the mop and then you're like mopping the floor and you're doing the dance called the WAP and the pancake at the same time with your upper body. So it's like, boom, boom. So it's like roll back, and then the mop goes 5, 6, 7, 8. And that's it. That's the verse breakdown. So in that, you got the elbow dance, break that back. You got the Reebok, reverse body roll with the shoulder lean. Push it up to the front while you slide real clean. Those are all across the floors, all of them. So you like march, 2, 3, 4, reverse body roll and shoulder lean. Come on, march, 2. Then when you go back, then you go march, 2, 3, 4, push it up. I push it up. And by pushing it up, I mean your arms cross and open while you are sliding. All right, so that's it right there. The breakdown of the song pose. Check the song out. I mean, it's pretty fast. It's up-tempo, but, you know, I wrote it because I want the students to get hype. You know what I'm saying? But also, remember, it's drill. So those same dances, you can bring it all the way back when you do your choreo. You could add sprinkle the dances in your choreo for the day. Or when you're doing your freestyle, which I highly recommend, do your freestyle and have them, you know, because a lot of times maybe they don't know what to do. I want to freestyle, but I don't know what to do. Have them start off with the elbow dance. Start off with the shoulder walk, right? And you're like, okay, let's make a circle or straight line, however you want to do it. And the way you enter the circle is with the shoulder walk. So you coming in, right, left, double on the right. That's all you get. Then you got to decide what your move of choice is. You can break it out. Elbow dance, break that back, wave it from left to right. Whatever. And then give them something to leave the circle with, however you want to do it. So this song, like I said, is sprinkled with all the resources for everything you need. And you can literally take this song, break it down, and you got a whole, however you want to split it up in your class structure, full of material. Elbow dances, break that bats, shoulder wop, but that's it. The song is called Pose. Use it and tag me. Like if you use it in class, tag me Instagram at Mr. Chris Hip Hop so I can see it. I'll put it on my story. Because I want to see my students out there doing it. Just shoulder wop to the right side, then shoulder wop to the left. Let me see you just pose. Just pose. Just pose. Just pose. Yo, that's all I got for you. Have a great day. And your boy is out.